This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 461 for Friday, July 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is posting small losses Friday morning in very thin and choppy activity. Canola is steady to down a dollar. November down 90 cents at $475.50 per ton. Markets in the U.S. are closed today for the Independence Day long weekend, and the lack of direction from the Chicago Board of Trade kept Canadian traders to the sidelines as well. The November canola contract has improved sharply over the past week, but is now consolidating near the upper edge of its nearby trading range. The November contract, that resistance around $480. Weather conditions across the prairies remain mixed, with persistent rains in northern Alberta causing problems there, some flooding in parts of Manitoba, but drier weather generally in the eastern prairies. However, hot temperatures in the east could lead to some thunderstorm activity over the weekend. The Canadian dollar is steady in early trade, providing little direction. U.S. markets, they're all closed ahead of tomorrow's 4th of July holiday. Soybeans ended a bit softer yesterday, down 2 cents in November at $8.97 per bushel. Corn and wheat also down yesterday. September corn, 7 cents lower on Thursday at $3.43 per bushel. Wheat futures, Chicago wheat down 7 cents in September at $4.92 per bushel. Kansas City wheat ending down 8¾ cents yesterday at $4.34 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat, it lost 7¼ cents yesterday, settling at $5.10¼. After posting sharp gains in reaction to acreage data from the USDA earlier in the week, soybeans and corn both moved off their weekly highs, while acres for both crops did fail to meet expectations, they're still up on the year, and relatively favorable early condition ratings across the Midwest point to good yields. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is progressing at a good pace, and harvest pressure is accounting for some of the nearby weakness in those contracts lately. Spring wheat, meanwhile, it was down in sympathy with the other wheats, but there are some concerns over dryness in the northern growing regions. Weather conditions through the growing season will likely account for much of the direction in the U.S. grains and oilseeds over the next few weeks. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.